This is KCUR 89.3. Some of the parent-teacher associations in the Shawnee Mission school districts are fundraising machines. They can bring in as much as $50,000 with a silent auction or a fund run. But families at less affluent schools can't afford to give quite as generously. KCUR's Ellie Moxley asks whether PTA money is creating inequity in a socioeconomically diverse school district.
At the Rose Hill Elementary School Carnival, students can test their strength, throw a pie at their teacher, or win a can of cheap cola playing ring toss.
I've won the root beer.
I've won nothing.
The root beer.
Anyways, I'm planning to get Dr. 38.
She wants to get a Dr. 38.
It's a ripoff of Dr. Pepper.
Fifth graders Kate Barlin and Alice Flannery are having a blast, even though the Rose Hill Carnival is a pretty simple affair.
You know, we don't necessarily have the same connections at our school to bring in things like, I don't know, extra fun rides or extra huge auction items.
That's Megan Peters, one of the PTA parents at Rose Hill. In a good year, the carnival and silent auction can bring in $5,000 for the PTA. It isn't chump change, but
that money has to sustain us for an entire year, and that includes everything from field trips to teacher grants for our teachers to assemblies, things like that. And it has to cover a lot, and that money goes pretty quickly.
Peters wishes the Rose Hill PTA could do more. More affluent schools in the Shawnee Mission School District can bring in 5, even 10 times as much with their fundraisers. In spite of this, there haven't been organized efforts in Shawnee Mission to spread some of that wealth. Jim Bockham is president of the Shawnee Mission Area Council, a governing board that provides resources to all the PTA units in the district. SMAC doesn't dictate how PTA money should be spent, but it does offer advice.
We don't recommend that PTAs, you know, hire teachers or extra aides or things like that. We, you know, try to stay away from that.
But those guidelines haven't stopped schools that can afford to do so from funding positions with PTA money. Other districts, including Shawnee Mission's neighbors Olathe and Blue Valley, don't allow PTA units to do that. In Olathe, it's banned explicitly because it could raise questions of equity across the district. But Shawnee Mission spokesman David Smith says the district doesn't consider PTA money an equity issue because all students should already have access to the resources they need to be successful in college and careers.
Now, things that go beyond that, that other schools might want to do or certain groups of parents might have the resources to be able to do, that's fine. But if it comes to something that is critical for our kids to be successful, then we would look at that as our responsibility.
Federal money helps the district pay for extra aides, social workers, and instructional coaches at Title I schools. It's supposed to level the playing field for low-income children. But increasingly, parents at more affluent schools want those positions too. They don't see it as an extra, but a basic need. Shelby Crum is the PTA treasurer at Corinth Elementary, which in 2016 brought in $310,000, the most of any Shawnee Mission PTA.
We used to pay for a Spanish program, but last year we went through a process talking to parents and teachers and the principal and just, you know, where would this money best be spent?
Everyone at Corinth agreed that the social worker the district was providing one day a week wasn't enough. So now the PTA pays for a full-time math aide and a part-time social worker. Crump says even though Corinth students do live in some of the richest neighborhoods in the Shawnee Mission School District, they don't all come from affluent families. And the students from working-class families really benefit from those PTA-funded programs.
Regardless of what's, you know, going on socioeconomically, I think all of our kids have social emotional needs.
But at Shawnee Mission's poorest schools, there just isn't enough wealth to go around. Here's Megan Peters, the Rose Hill parent, again.
It's difficult when you have a school population where parents are living underneath the poverty line, possibly working multiple jobs. They just don't have time.
And they don't have the money either. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Ellie Moxley.